Stephen Jew here.
Hi there.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to buy cheap, unwanted land.
This will be good.
This could be...
I like this.
Podcast episode 0001 for us.
Isn't that cool?
And that's what I want it to be.
I love this.
We are going to intentionally skip along the top and take a 35,000-foot view on what it takes to basically buy, how to source it, locate it, you know, without all the crazy details. Oh my God, do I deed it like this? Somebody's dead in the deal. Forget about all that.
Just
basic stuff like it's 1994 when I started.
That's it. I want to share just the big picture of why we are here.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Before we get into it though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Marcus asks, in my Google Sheets, I have a column with acreage for the parcels ranging from 1 to 5 acres. Is it possible to multiply the acre size by my offer percent and then have the new number offer price show up in the next column over? This sounds like an Excel question.
It is.
I think. And you know what? I would like to back up and just pause and say, this is how cool our community is. You can even ask this simple, not property related, not pricing related, just like a formula related question in our online community, and somebody will answer and help you. And you want to answer that now without getting into much detail?
Can I will do it easy? Not get into any detail.
Okay.
I have been doing Excel. I have been using Excel, pushing the limits of Excel since it was created,
yes.
Since it was on a floppy disk.
Exactly.
And before that, there was this thing called Lotus 1-2-3 before actual Excel. So, and I will tell you this, and I'll end the question, the answer to the question on this. I have yet to even come close to exceeding what Excel is capable of.
Right.
I bet I know 1% to 2% of what Excel is actually capable of.
Shut up. And you have a PhD in that.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
In both live events, the last ones that we did,
yeah.
There were people there who were teaching me things about Excel. Literally. Which I welcome. I think it's great.
That's funny.
You know, one time I was reading this thing about Neil Peart, the drummer of Rush, you know, widely accepted as maybe one of the best rock drummers that there ever been. Mm. And he takes a regular lesson. Even now, they're retired. He takes a drumming lesson every Friday.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. From whom?
Whoever he chooses. There's jazz drummers. He learns all kinds of new stuff.
I was going to say.
I don't care who you are or what you think,
Hi.
How good you think you
My
are.
My name's Neil Peart. I'm signing up for Drumming 101. Is it like at the community college?
No, like famous jazz guys. So they all sit around. Actually, they filmed a few of them. It's really interesting.
That's pretty cool.
You know, with these certain techniques on how to get a sound out of a drum. It's just really cool stuff.
Here it is. Hang up the phone. Sweetheart. You're not going to believe this, but some guy said he's Neil Peart and wants to take a drum lesson for me. This is going to be good. I can't wait to see who shows up.
if you watch these guys, it's more of like a collaboration. It's not a lesson, but he called it that.
I
Probably
like that.
Because it made me click on it. I'm like, yeah, I got to see Neil Peart take a drum lesson.
Exactly.
Everyone just bailed on our whole show right now.
And they're looking it up. I want to see this too. Awesome.
Today's topic, how to buy cheap, unwanted land. This is the meat of the show. Jill had a brilliant idea before the show to break this up into like kind of two parts, because every deal has three parts really, but I'm responsible for the first part, Jill's responsible for the second.
Right.
So we'll break it up like that.
Yep. So here's my parts. So how to buy cheap, unwanted land. Well, there's two pieces. One is the offer component, and then the part B is the seller component. So you got to get. So I'll let you talk about the offers, because that's the initial phase, and the next is the sellers as they're reacting to that.
Acquisitions and sales. So I don't care if you're Sam Zell, Donald Trump. I don't care who you are in commercial. The highest, most successful real estate people you can think of, or if you're brand spanking new and you're 18 years old. The anatomy of any real estate deal is exactly the same.
Right.
Acquisitions, engineering, and sales. Oh, that's great, Steve. So, yeah, what do I do? Go on the MLS and just pick an acquisition? Pick one that I'll buy? No.
Right.
You have to establish, this is a 35,000 foot view, establish some type of deal flow where you're reviewing acquisitions, potential acquisitions that are cheap or cheaper than you think they're actually worth. Or they, let's say you like to renovate houses, so you're only looking for dumpy houses that are cheap. Or you like to buy long-term care facilities that are half full because you know how to fill them up.
Right.
Some kind of, that's what's called an acquisition criteria. So you sit down with a blank sheet of paper and you say, what's my acquisition criteria?
Perfect.
For people in our group, it goes like this. Here's a blank sheet of paper. Oh, that's easy. My acquisition criteria is I would like to buy any piece of unwanted rural vacant land that is less than half of what it's worth tomorrow.
And maybe for some people starting out, I can afford to spend up to X.
Yep. Check.
So now
I have my acquisition criteria.
Okay.
Well, how the heck do I do that? Well, there's a few ways you can do it. You can spend it the next decade of your life learning about tax liens and tax deeds and going to auctions physically, driving around the country and going to auctions, or...
Which you have done.
Which is what I did.
Yep.
I say decade because I did spend a decade doing that. It wasn't a waste. It fed the way to this.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can sit, or you can learn from Land Academy or anywhere else that you see how to send in by the ton offers to owners with a specific offer in there saying, hey, I'd like to buy your property for $1,000. I know it's worth $3,000. So do you. Maybe more, maybe less. But today I'm willing to worth $1,000 because maybe it's just you don't want it anymore. And that's what we do.
Exactly. That's perfect. I think that's the hardest concept still to get across to people. They still go, Wait a minute. You mean you're sitting in your office in California or Scottsdale or wherever we may be, and you're actually reviewing counties and pushing the button and sending out offers somewhere else in the country, and you're not even looking at them? Are you sure? And the answer is yes. So that's the thing.
Yeah.
Some people go, wait a minute. And I'm like, there's maps now. You know, we have the internet now. You know, I can look at some photos that I can even see on the photo when it was taken now. So it's not crazy, but that's the first hurdle I think people have to get over. And what you just said, I just want to reiterate what you said, Stephen, because it's so darn effective and powerful. None of those other ways are bad, but if you want to really maximize your time and your talent, you're not sitting in an auction. You're not chasing down a property. You're not looking for a deal. You're not going out and doing it. You're canvassing the area and letting with good offers. And this is because, again, you've done them all, and we've settled on, wow, this is the best way, and just let them come to us.
There's no other way that's more efficient to get people who are interested in selling their property to call you.
Yeah.
By sending them an actual offer. And the way the way computers are and this concept of a mail merge, which I don't want to get into in this show at all, you can send out, it takes just as long to send out 25 offers as it does 25,000.
Right.
Which we do.
Exactly.
We send out 25, all with specific prices that are addressed to the specific person.
Right. I also want to reiterate too, it's way more effective having a price on there for two reasons. Number one, you're going to weed out the people that just want to sell, and they need to know what your range is, where you are.
You're getting into too much detail.
Okay.
Let's just say you walk up to a guy's house,
okay,
and you hand him an offer because you know that he owns a piece of property in Nevada, and he lives in Michigan, but you know he owns this piece of property in Nevada, and he's older and chances are he's not going to use it.
Right.
Here, sir, is your offer. I would like to buy it for $1,000. It's you and I both know it's worth more than that, probably $3,000 to $5,000.
Now is where I come in.
In 3 days, I will have I'm going to come back to the doorstep with a cashier's check and a notary standing right next to me. And I'm going to sign some stuff. We're going to hand you this cashier's check. You're going to hand me a deed. You no longer have to pay the tax bill every year, which is really why he's going to sign this thing, because he's tired of getting this. Every year the tax bill comes and his wife yells at him.
Well, so, now you're perfectly segueing into my part B.
Go.
Okay. So part B is the offers go out. You did that great. So that's the how to buy. Again, this is how to buy cheap and want to land. Send the offer. It's two parts, the offers and then dealing with the sellers. I'm only working on the buying part. So like you were just covering. So how do you get these sellers to want to sell to you? Because I want to buy it cheap. Like you just described, we all know it's worth more, but there's a reason why. So I have a couple, three parts. You have to deal with these sellers to buy it right. You have to gain their trust. You have to make it very easy, like you were just starting to describe. And you have to follow through with what you say. All these things all tied together is my version of skipping along the top of cool. How to buy cheap. Did I mess up your...
No, I mean, I think that's why you handle that into the business. I mean, I don't even think about that stuff.
Right.
So I think about, do I really want to buy this property? You know, is it a good deal? I look at all the economics to make sure that by the time it gets to Jill, you know, I'm saying if it gets green in our CRM/spreadsheet, she doesn't even think about it twice.
Right.
You know, it's either red, yellow, or green for her. Mm-hmm. And when it's green, she just pulls out the stops. So however you, from a 35,000 foot way, you're talking about the sell side, right? Not the buy side.
No, I'm only talking about the buy side. I'm only talking about the buy side because that's the thing that I want to make sure everybody knows. It's one thing to send out an offer, but if they call you back, if they try to call you and act on your offer and they can't get you on the phone and you're a jerk, you're not going to buy cheap and want to land. There's more to it than that.
Yeah.
You have to answer the phone. You have to be a good person. You want to make them want to sell to you. This is my whole point. This is only on the buy side. And because they might have three other offers. I want them to buy mine. And I'm going to follow through, make it really easy, explain to them that I'm going to take care of everything for them. Because that's, for me, a large component to why this works so well.
Okay. So let's say Jill does her job and the guy says, you know what? I do want to sell it.
And that's it.
And you know, I do want to sell it for the price that is right on the software. I'm going to sign it and send it back.
And now you did bid it. That's all I want to do.
I'm going to sign it, take a picture of it with my phone, and email it to you.
Done.
And then it gets to me.
Game over.
This is what happens.
Yeah.
I look at it on PartialFact. I go through some stuff on the internet. I make sure the pricing's right. I don't know. It takes, I'm not joking, 30 to 60 seconds. If it's a commercial piece of property, maybe 2 minutes. I red, yellow, or green the acquisition. Let's say it's green.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Because that's where I stop.
Well, now we're already done.
I'm 100%.
We're buying it.
I was just doing the how-to.
I wasn't going to get into what I'm doing, Trent.
So we're not going to talk about sales.
No, I was going to talk about sales because it shows how to buy, not how to sell.
It says right up there.
It does say how to buy.
It says how to buy cheap, unwanted
land. Yeah, it does say how to sell it. It just says how to buy it.
I wrote that, actually.
Yeah, you did. Get to know your equipment. Jill, why are you not covering that? Because you didn't tell me to.
So, people everywhere are listening to this going, great, I have a bunch of unwanted property that I just purchased. And they're just leaving us hanging.
And we are. And you know what? I'm willing to bet it's coming after show 906. Or it might be in the other 905 shows. If you want to go look. Pretty sure it's covered. So I thought we'd get to that later.
So we waited 905 shows to explain how to buy cheap unwanted land. And all in those 905 shows is how to sell it.
Pretty much.
But they have to listen to all 905 at about 20 minutes each. Really just pick out the one sentences. This is how you, or 2 or 3 minutes that it takes.
I think we'll cover it again. We'll cover it. I'm sure. This is just explaining what's possible.
And tomorrow's show is called how to sell property on eBay.
Yeah.
I promise you, my personal promise as a listener, that we will cover how to sell this stupid piece of property that you just bought.
Thank you. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another, 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we talk about what Steven said, how to sell land on eBay.
And we answer your questions posted on online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
You're a little alone, kind of alone today, though.
Well, I know we talk, so we actually talk a lot about selling, and I really like this topic because I wanted to just really explain.
Just buying.
the buying part.
Okay.
I you don't know this, Stephen, but when you put, I take you literally.
I know you do.
Thank you.
It's actually kind of refreshing.
Thank you. Hey, wherever you are listening or watching, please take me literally and please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.